It's good to be back, and we're all wishing that spring was a little more enthusiastically upon us. But
personally, I'd like it to wait until after the WEMU pledge drive.
There you go. Keep people winter bound
exactly
near
right.
their radio.
Exactly.
For,
right.
Oh, there you go. Well, South by South Film Festival wrapped up in Austin, Texas over the weekend, and the music festival is about to start. The top award went to a film called Short Term 12. It's centered around a supervisor of a foster care home, and we'll look forward to seeing that maybe at the Cinetopia Film Festival
right?
coming up in June. A special jury prize went to Sean Scott, the star of the Civil War drama The Retrieval, and the top prize for documentary went to Windmill, about a guy who built on his own a windmill and stirred up controversy among his neighbors. So anyway, lot to buzz coming out of the South by South.
Obviously,
Film
it takes
Festival.
A look at an aspect of the industry that some of the other programs don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, there's been several documentaries about the rather controversial nature of windmills, which sounds kind of odd, but they create a light strobing effect. They're very, very noisy. So when you put them up in
some
a neighborhood,
they pose threats to bat populations
and birds and all kinds of things. So, you know, there's no such thing as free energy. I mean, you'd think that, oh, you just put up a windmill, the wind blows it, no big deal. But anyway, it is pretty amazing, whether it's coal or solar or wind. I mean, you did a piece yesterday about solar energy that was causing problems in Ann Arbor because people don't like looking at the panels. So anyway, energy is a very complicated issue, and this windmill covers one aspect of that. The Cannes Film Festival, which comes up on May the 15th, has announced its opening night film, or May the 14th, I guess, and it's The Great Gatsby.
So it will not be in the competition. It's just the opening night film.
Correct. Yeah. It's like Disney Pixar's Up in 2009. It's actually the second 3D film, Disney Pixar's Up being the first one. It's directed by Baz Luhrmann, who's probably best known for Moulin Rouge, which he did and was premiered at Cannes in 2001. So
very interesting why they chose to make The Great Gatsby a 3D movie.
Well, it is a classic novel that people know very well. It's got a great cast with Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Carey Mulligan, and lots of other folks. Jay-Z is in it. Baz Luhrmann is a very compelling filmmaker, so we'll have to check it out and see what's there. So anyway, that's the news from around the world in terms of filmdom. More locally, we have a short run of a film that is by Werner Herzog, and his Russian co-director put together a film called Happy People, A Year in Tanga. And it's a really interesting film about these people that live way, way, way out in Siberia. And they pretty much live like people lived before electricity and gasoline engines.
And choose to do so.
And choose to do so, absolutely. Right. And so they're very connected to the land. And Werner Herzog is a very compelling filmmaker with this kind of thing. He does the narrative and commentary on top of it. So this film follows this one hunter trapper through one particular year, all four seasons. And Village Voice liked it. It's fitting that this film of people making do with what they have is somewhat humble. It's done without lyricism, a work not of beauty, but it is beautiful, and it doesn't matter who directed it. It's just very interesting, profound, and low-key.
And obviously, based on the title, what it finds is that in that simplicity, there is serenity and happiness to be found.
Yeah, go check it out. If you haven't seen A Place at the Table, which is about food shortages in the United States, kind of hard to believe, go check
that out.
It's
right here in our backyard.
That's right, in Washtenaw County. 56 Up, which is the British documentary that's following a baby boomer consort that was born in the mid-1950s, and Amour, which won the Best Foreign Language Film and was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. Go see those. The run on those ends absolutely on Monday, and not all of the films are shown each day over the weekend.
Yeah, I hear there's some big stuff going on Tuesday.
That's right. It's the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Now, this is an experimental festival that was started in 1963, so this is the 51st annual festival, and it begins on Tuesday at 6 o'clock with an opening night reception, and then the opening night screening start at 8:15, and you'll get animated and documentary films, experimental films, and the film many filmmakers will be in attendance. There'll be a historic retrospective that will be presented during this opening night program. It's a nice sampling of everything that happens during the festival. And a lot of people like opening night, again, because it's this more user-friendly kind of sampling of what an experimental film festival can and will
be.
And
the opening night's great, and everybody loves to go to the last night where the award winners are shown.
Correct.
But if you just do those two things, you still miss so much.
That's right. And again, this is an experimental film festival. So there are feature-length films. There's actually several feature-length films, but the majority of films are short. Mm-hmm. They tend not to be particularly story-based, which is what we think of films. We think of films of being, you know, an hour and a half long with a beginning, middle, and end of a story. And this explores the aesthetic dynamics of cinema beyond that, and including narrative filmmaking. So
not only experimental, but experiential.
Experiential, I mean, absolutely.
It's unique.
And one of the things that gets celebrated is the aesthetic origins of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. On Wednesday at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a film, Psychedelic Visions and Expanded Consciousness, Los Angeles in the 60s and 70s.
Sounds like my teenage years.
That's right. So that's really where the Ann Arbor Film Festival was born. It was born out of the kind of beatnik sensibility of mm-hmm. the 50s, and then really, really caught on in that 60s era of anti-establishment.
Certainly challenging convention, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be very cool. Films in competition begin on Wednesday. There's going to be an out night on Wednesday. Thursday, we continue with all of the screenings of films that are in competition. And Ken Burns, a guy that went to school here in Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, best known for his films Civil War and Baseball.
Yeah.
He established a whole kind of way to tell a documentary story. He did a film in association with a couple other people about the Central Park jogger murder. And he's coming on Thursday at 5 o'clock to give a talk as part of the Penny Stamps Lecture. This is free, but you're going to need to get there early because we're expecting it to be very, very
right.
full. And then on Saturday, his film, Central Park 5, will be presented, and there will be a discussion after that.
This is the case we became familiar with the term wilding, right?
That's right, which was completely fictitious because the guys that were convicted were innocent,
right.
And this talks about that. And again, a filmmaker by the name of Pat O'Neill is being celebrated, and short and feature-length films by Pat O'Neill will be done, films in competition, and then everything wraps up on Sunday. At Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a films that are family friendly, so you can bring your kids. A lot of the programs are not particularly family friendly, but on Sunday you can. And then the winners and highlights are going to be at 6 and 8 o'clock on Sunday. There's also at 3 o'clock an interesting film called Our Nixon, where Ehrlichman and all those guys had 8mm cameras, and they were documenting the Nixon administration. And, you know, they were young, enthusiastic kind of guys that were capturing this.
As it turns out, a little over-enthusiastic.
Yeah, maybe so. So opening up at the Multiplex this weekend, which is a completely different dynamic than the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what we're grateful for, the Ann Arbor Film Festival. But Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi and Jim Carrey are in a film called The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. The film, the criticism on this hasn't been very supportive, although the performances are pretty well rated.
I don't think this was a movie directed for the critics, you know? It's
going
to hit
true.
Its target audience. I mean, these are three extraordinarily gifted comedians.
Yeah, and Carell is pretty well reviewed. However, the Associated
If you like
Press
the silly, you'll like the movie. But you got to like the silly.
Right, that's true. And Associated Press says, after it's over, poof, you'll forget you even watched it in the first place.
Yeah, but for 80 minutes, you'll be great.
Halle Berry stars in The Call. She plays a 911 operator who has to take a call of a girl who's kidnapped in the trunk of a car, and actually the criminal that's doing this crime is someone that she actually, you find out, she actually knows. And then Spring Breakers, which just sounds like the most exploitive film ever, is actually getting okay reviews. It's kind of
a raunchy comedy, right?
It is a bit of a raunchy comedy, but it's also a thriller. It stars James Franco as this guy who's...
He's usually interesting.
Yeah, he plays a rapper who's supposedly going to help these girls get the money that they need to go on spring break, and he ends up being not a very savory character, as you might expect. Harmony Korine is the director of the film, and a British newspaper, The Guardian, said that... this director, Harmony Korine, is re-kitted as a 21st century Russ Meyer. So lots of interesting stuff going on. The midnight film is The Room at the State Theater, and lots of other cool stuff going on. Remember, Ann Arbor Film Festival starts Tuesday and all next week.
And we'll certainly have more next Thursday. For Ross Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Festival Central.